Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
Good evening again, my friends. This is Kenita, and I bring you greetings in the name of our risen Lord Yeshua, Almighty God. And I welcome you back to Kenita's Ramble. From the Word of God in the book of Matthew, and then again in the book of Mark. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus, sensing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier, to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know, that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said unto the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose, and departed to his house. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he said unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out. And as his hand was restored, whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. We are told, my friends, that the miracles of our Lord are intended as symbols and pictures of the analogous works by which he transforms the souls of believers. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power, the power to heal and cleanse the spirit, that you may know he restored a paralyzed body to freedom. He drove the palsy out of the body as a token that he could drive the palsy out of the soul. He imparted the same strength and buoyancy and agility to one as he had given to the other. And so it is, my friends, with all the miracles of our Lord. They are types of the greater things than these, which he works among and through his lambs. Here was a man with a withered hand. A legend comes down to us through the centuries that he was a bricklayer, an ordinary working man who had been reduced to impotence by the loss of the hand he needed and used every day. But this accident, this calamity, had not completely embittered him or turned him away from God. After all, he was found in the synagogue seeking communion with God, and it was there The master met him and restored life to his withered limb and made him whole again. Just as with this man's hand, my friends, the limbs of our soul, the hands that grasp, the arms that hold, and the legs that follow, can become dry, withered, and impotent for any number of reasons, attacks, injuries, or missteps. Spiritual hands can lose their grip. Spiritual arms can lose their apprehension. And spiritual legs can lose their power. When this happens, our sense of newness and wonder begins to wither and waste away. And a diseased faculty, my friends, will impair the strength of the entire life. We all know that. It will also hinder our daily walk with Him and sap all the vigor out of our faith. The power of love can become like a withered hand. Through abuse, misuse, or lack of use, it can shrivel away until it has no strength, no reach, no hold, no grasp. Oh, my friends, we all know a fiery love burns its way like hot iron through ice. It pierces through every difficulty, and nothing is allowed to obstruct its way. As Paul told us, love never faileth. But when the love itself begins to wither, like a limb that shrivels through a lack of vitality, life in our spirit becomes frail and anemic. And as the word says, we become like a sounding gong or an off-key cymbal. How many have we known throughout our life and throughout our walk who had everything that the Bible talks about as evidences of faith, except they lacked love. Their love had withered on the vine for whatever reason. And as their love went, so did their spirit and their walk. The gift of hope can become as a withered leg, my friends. Think of it. Focus your mind. What spring there is in the step of one who feels and knows the days before him. Yes, the believer who lays hold of the triumph of tomorrow has a mighty inspiration in the battle of today. My friends, the Lamb who clearly sees the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, is a valiant laborer in the Jerusalem that is here before us today. But if hope shrivels into despondency or dies away in despair, our helplessness will be on stage for all to see. It is hope, my friends, that gathers the bread. It is hope that sustains the life. Paul tells us we are saved by hope, but let this hope shrivel and wither away within us. Any dullness comes over the spirit, a laxity and a limpness will take possession of us. When a man can say, I have lost my hope, he is as a man with a withered leg who has no longer the power to follow or to lead. The conscience we all bear within us, can become as a withered arm, my friends. If we give over to this world our discerning apprehension of right and wrong, which is so easily and at times seemingly so harmlessly done. I mean, we must earn a living. We must do this. Life demands tasks and sacrifices, we say. But my friends, if we give this over to the world, the conscience will become numbed and unresponsive. This withering, this wasting away begins in apparently small disloyalties, little things here and there. And then some things perhaps slightly larger, a little off color. And often, the unscrupulous will degenerate into the vicious. Moral corruption, my friends, is like every other disease, only it is a disease of the soul. It can proceed from an apparent trifle, a nothing, until it infects the very pillars of life. Poison, my friends, can begin with a pinprick, yet it will at length reach the heart. Take care here, my friends. A withering conscience is an unspeakable peril to the lamb. A withering conscience indicates a man that is near unto death. These things, and I've only highlighted a few, there are many others, many other causes that there is just not the time to examine everything. But these weaknesses, these atrophies, these witherings come upon all of us at some time or other. That's why we recognize them so readily. So the question is, my friends, what can we do? We have only one resource. We bring ourselves, body, soul, and spirit, to the one who made us and the one who can remake, retool, and restore us by the power of his grace. But my friends, we must come deliberately, submissively, and obediently, ready and willing to carry out the Lord's instructions. Should he ask us to attempt the seemingly impossible, we must attempt it. He said, "Stretch forth thine hand." The man might easily have replied, "Master, thou knowest that is just the one thing I cannot do, and so have failed." But no, no. "Stretch forth thine hand," said our Lord. And as the earnest and willful attempt was being made, and the man struggled to stretch forth that which would not come open, the needful power flowed from the divine, and praise Almighty God, he was made whole. So it is with us, my friends, my beloved friends. So it is with me, with you, with all of us. When the cares of this world and the burdens of this life deflect our vision, and we begin to atrophy and wither and waste away, we must bring ourselves, bring our withered soul to him, and at his charge stretch it forth with effort in his presence. And as the Word and the Spirit both testify, he will, my friends, make us whole again. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, for thy word, for thy miracles, for thy teaching, for thy truth, that in thy power, with thy healing touch, with thy restorations, we can walk the path thou hast presented before us. We bring you glory, our Father, and we praise your name. Amen. Amen. Music. Music for this evening's show, as always, will be provided by Zeph and Trish Daniel. And I do appreciate that so much. I enjoy their music. I listen to it quite a bit. I usually have it turned low when I'm doing my studies and things. And if some of you have noticed, some of his music is turned very low behind the podcast. And if you listen closely, I can hear a little bit of it now. It's there. Tonight we opened as usual with Divisions. And we will close with Yahweh Stun. Zeph's music can be found at ReverbNation/ZedJah.com. That's ReverbNation/ZedJah.com. And Zeph's unified site, and I would encourage you to visit. There's his latest podcast there was a dramatic interview with Brother Thomas. Something all lambs should hear and take to heart. I would encourage you to go visit his site. It's zephdaniel.podbean.com. zephdaniel.podbean.com. Also tonight, we will hear Etz Kayam. That's Etz Kayam. Now I'm going to impress all of you. It means tree of life in Hebrew. No, I don't know Hebrew. I'm just pulling your leg. It was written next to the title. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had a clue what it meant any more than the next guy. That's probably not a good thing, but I'm 62 years old, almost. I have enough trouble dealing with English. Don't plan to take on any other languages until we take on God's heavenly language. Praise God, Almighty God. I thank you, my friends, for joining me here today, or at whatever time we meet. And as always, it is my prayer that you go in the strength and power of Almighty God, that His strength, power, and love might always, always go with you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, my friends. Goodbye. Etz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba v'tomchei ha-meushar b'chachei ha-darkei Oh.
lower. Thought you were older. Knew the truth, but you had no wisdom. Now did you?
You don't know nothing about nothing if you don't.